Okay, tonight is February 15th, Tuesday. We just have recalled candies. And we are on Yud Daled Amud Beis. Very exciting Gemara this evening. Yud Daled Amud Beis. And we're up to, I think it was Chulda. Yes, Chulda. Well, what we're doing is like this. We're in middle. We're smack in middle of a Gemara that started off and says Mem Ches Nevi'im V'Zayin Nevi'os Hayu Li Yisrael, and they weren't able. Gedola Hasar Satabas Yoser Mi Mem Ches Nevi'im V'Shem Nevi'os. Sorry about that. So, and then the Gemara, Rashi, very interesting, Lee.
Can you talk that out just for a second?
Yeah, I'm just doing a second. Rashi, very interestingly, tries to find the Memches, the 48 Nevi'im, he's not able to, he's missing two. The Gemara mentions seven Nevi'os, and we're smack in middle of the Gemara proving each one of those Nevi'os, that they were really a Nevi'ah. The seven were Sarah, anyone? Sarah, Miriam, Chulda. Okay, whatever. They're in the Gemara. So
listen to yesterday's share.
They're all there. Why is it so difficult? It says right here. Umaninu, Sarah, Miriam, Devorah, Chana, Abigail, Chulda, Esther. Okay? So we did Sarah, we did Miriam, we did Devorah. And Chana and Abigail, and now we're up to Chulda on Yud Daled Amud Beis. Just to recap, what it said was on Yud Daled Amud Aleph that the removal of the signet ring was chozer them b'tshuva in a way that the 48 Nevi'im and seven Nevi'os were never able to accomplish. In other words, we had a question later on that it seems like that times like Devorah, that they were good times, and just like she sat under a tamar tree because the tamar has one trunk and then the fruit comes out from the top as opposed to other types of trees which have different things going on, because at the same time they had one lave laviyam shabashmaim. So the point is not that they weren't good times among the 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os. The point is that the way that the Hasara Satabas taking off the ring and giving it to Haman, and then people finding out about it, and the immediate tshuva, and the immediate call to Hisorus was something that was unparalleled in Jewish history, unfortunately. And then, you really should listen. Whoever didn't hear last night's shiur, they should listen. Because then we also mentioned how Yonah, who's obviously one of the Nevi'im, from this Gemara, sort of, was afraid to go to Nineveh because he knew that Nineveh was going to be Chozer B'Tshuvah, and he was afraid, look, all these Nevi'im and Nevi'os were never Chozer B'Tshuvah in that way, and now I'm going to go to Nineveh and they're going to be Chozer B'Tshuvah. What a kitrug it's going to be on Klal Yisrael. Okay? So here we are. We're at Chulda. We're about, 20 lines down. On Yud Daled Amud Beis, Chulda Dechsev. Everyone have it? First word on the line. Chulda Dechsev. Vayelech Chizkiyom Akoin, Vachikam Vachbar. And it doesn't bring the end of the pasuk, but the end of the pasuk says Vashapan Vasaya El Chulda Hanaviyah. So how do we know that she was a Nevi'ah? Because it says they went to Chulda Hanaviyah. Okay. Now the Gemara now is going to take off on a tangent for a drop and talk about, we've proven that Chulda was a Nevi'ah, but now we're going to talk about, not really should she have been a Nevi'ah or not, but a little about her Nevi'ah, which is not so clear. B'makom d'kai Yirmiyah hechem es nabiyah hi'ihi. So the Gemara has a problem. Now this is actually the subject of a very famous kina by Yekonein Yirmiyah al Yoshia. Remember this, Ari? Really? Oh boy, okay. So, what happened was, Yoshia thought that the people were better than they were. And then something happens, which we're going to get to. Actually, not we're going to get to. It's right here. Which is that they found the Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. Chilkiyahu Kohen Gadol was doing repairs for the first time in 244 years. Yeah, think about that. Like, your wife's bothering you about the paint job downstairs, and like, anyway, so the Beis HaMikdash, which is a high traffic area, if you think about it, didn't have repairs, any sort of repairs done in over 200 years. So Yoshia, which is horrible, I mean, it must speak volumes about either what how it was treated or the mindset of the people. Okay, I'm going to leave that. Anyway, so they're doing repairs. Chilkia, Kohen Gadol, finds a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah. That's right. The one written by Moshe and the whole Har Sinai thing, you know. Okay, so get this. The Sefer Torah that is kept. Yeah, it's supposed to be there. It was just, but it was hidden for some reason.
Wasn't that in the Ark? It wasn't there.
Apparently, it was not. It was somewhere else. So Chilkia, right. So Chilkia.
Is it
the
Stanley Cup?
Yeah, so where is it?
The Lost?
No, it's Lost.
It
ends up in people swimming
pools. Yeah, it's just. So Chilkia finds the Sefer Torah.
From Montreal, Stanley Cup is
coming. And get this, the Sefer Torah is supposed to be apparatus.
What does that word mean?
Supposed to be
at-beracious.
Okay, it's supposed to be at the beginning. It's not. So now, not only the mystery deepens, right? He finds it. I don't know why he didn't find it. It should have been where it was, but it wasn't.
And how
do they know?
He signed it.
Somehow I'm thinking if you find the original Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, you would know. I guess the mantle said on it, you know, Nichta, Vayugay, Moshe. Vainu or something like that. It was a really nice mantle. Yeah, dedicated. So, it's open to the Tochacha, and it talks about how the king and the Bnei Yisrael will be punished. So, Chilkia is not happy about this. He quickly sends it off to Yoshia, King Yoshia, and they decide that they need to speak to a Navi about this. Sort of like, you know, olden day therapy, and we need to speak to a Navi and see what this means. So now, naturally, they should have went to the most senior Navi, who was Yirmiyah. They didn't go to Yirmiyah, they went to Chulda, and this is our Gemara. Okay, b'makom d'kai Yirmiyah hechem isnabya ihi. In a place where Yirmiyah was there, how was she saying any nevuah at all? Now, actually, this part of the Gemara is before they sent it to her, because it can't ask her how she answered. That's the next question. But the Gemara says, "Amri b'Rav Shmei d'Rav, Chulda Krovas Yirmiyah Hoysav Lohyava Makbet Alei." Okay, so we have to understand. We touched on it a few shiurim ago, very quickly, about nevuah. That a nevuah comes down to all neviim, and then only one navi is really charged with saying it. But if that's the case, like, what do you want from her? If she was charged with giving over nevuah, then she has to do it. She doesn't have a choice. That's actually the Rambam explaining why Yosef kept on saying over the dreams. Ari, you're going to love this. He says the dreams, and then the brothers get upset at him. Then he goes and says the dreams again, and the brothers, you know, don't even answer him. He goes, I'll tell you my father. You know, shut up. You don't realize the dreams are getting you in trouble? The Rambam is an unbelievable pshat. That the dreams were nevuah. And as a Navi, he had a chiyuv to be misnabe and tell them over. And not only that, he had a chiyuv to tell them over and to get a pitaron. So the pitaron, first they say the pitaron, really, havo navo anachnu, and we're going to bow down to you. And then the father, the Gadol HaDor, says the Pitaron also. Now he knows it's true. But he has to keep saying them again. And he's the battered and abused Navi because he has no choice every time he gets a Chalom. Unbelievable. Okay, so here she is, Chulda. She gets a Nevuah. But apparently, It's not just about getting a nevuah and giving it over. It's also about how you prepare yourself. So a navi, which we see actually in something called Aspaklaria and Aspaklaria Hamira, and also we see it by the famous thing that it says, Ra'a Shifcha Alayam Mashalo Ra'a Yechezkel Ben Buzi. So if all these, everyone by the Yam, by Az Yashir, by Yamsuf saw all these Nevi'im, all these Nevuos, none of the Nevuah that they saw, not even one of them, was related to anything of future of Klal Yisrael, that not one of them, we don't have anything written down. So the answer is, at the time, the level they were on was greater than Yechezkel Ben Buzi, but they didn't prepare themselves to receive those Nevuahs. The way Yechezkel worked on himself to become a Navi, so therefore there was nothing left of their Nevuah. So now here, Chulda, apparently, the question is here, how did Chulda prepare herself to give over Nevuah if there was a Yirmiyah that lived in her generation? That's, in other words, there was something that she was doing that seemed to be incongruous with Yirmiyah being the senior Navi. In some way like that. Okay? So the Gemara answer is Chulda Krovas Yirmiyah Hosov Lo Hava Makbarale. This is weird because we're not asking on Yirmiyah, we're asking on Chulda. I don't know.
She knew that Yirmiyah was a Makbid. Why is that? Why isn't that their answer?
But the question is, why that's like Nadav and Avihu saying, oh, Moshe and Aaron are not going to care. They love for us to be, like, what bigger nachas than having your son being a bigger Gadol Dor than you?
I guess they didn't think that way. Here, he did think that way.
Okay.
Listen, that's a Pashup Shah. I mean, of course, it's better answers, but I'll regal achas.
Right. I don't know. I understand. You know, obviously you're right, because that's what Gemara's answer is, but I don't understand it exactly, because it seems like there's something that Chulda shouldn't have done if Yirmi was around. Amri Bey. Okay. V'yoshia gufeye cheshovik Yirmi ha-mashad delegabe. But how could King Yoshia send Dafka go to Chulda and not go to Yirmi? So, Amri Dere Rav Shila mipneshash nashim rachmani yosein. So he was hoping that she would, her nevuah would be, now you can't say it would be tinged with rachmanis, because a nevuah is a nevuah, what it is. So he explains at the bottom from the Maharsha, actually, that Chulda, when she got a basura ra'a, would use all of her power, because of the rachmanis, to daven to avert the gzera. That's beautiful. You're going to go to someone that have more achmanis, because if there's something bad, you want someone in that type of power to really, really be davening for you. I forgot who they said it about. A famous thing that someone came to a big tzaddik and he asked him to daven for him. And the tzaddik said, I'm too old. And the person was very upset. So he said, I don't know, there was a back and forth. And finally the tzaddik said, no, you don't understand. Every other time you came to me over the course of my life, I would fast for 40 days and 40 and something, so that it should avoid the tzara and you should get better or something like that. And the tzaddik says, I just can't do it today. Think of the, you know, whatever, I don't remember the whole story, but just to think that, you know, the point was, oh, I can't help you. You know, I know what I put into each person that I daven for and what it did to me physically, and I'm just not able to do that today. So I know that my tefillos are not going to come out the same way. So, mifnei sha'anashim rachmani yosei. Okay, you should read quickly in the Kina, and you should see, eventually Yoshia relied on what Chulda said, and Yoshia was killed in a war with Paro Necho, because he thought that everyone was it was terrible. And he was convinced that everyone, there was no Avodah Zarah left, and people hid their Avodah Zarah, and he relied on Chulda, and eventually the Konin Yirmiyah Yoshia, he writes this. What? Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yirmiyah lo hava hasama shahalach la'achzer aseres shvatim. Oh, that's a better answer. Yirmiyah wasn't around because Yirmiyah went to get back the aseres shvatim that were nigla. So that's why he went to Chulda. How do you know that he brought them back? This is a nevuah said by Yechezkel. And it's weird because Yechezkel is saying a nevuah that the Aseres HaShvatim are going to be nigla, are going to be, are going to be sent into Galus, but they were already sent into Galus. It doesn't make any sense. Must be they came back. And now Yechezkel saying they're going to get thrown into Galus again. Efshe Yovel Batel, V'Navi Misnabe Alav Sheli Batel. Is it possible that the Yovel was Batel already when the Aseres HaShvatim went into Galus, and now Yechezkel is telling us it's going to happen again? Because Yovel is only Miskayim when you have Rov Yisrael Alad Masam. Must be Yirmiyah brought them back, and now Yechezkel is being Misnabe that they're going to go into Galus again. And when they came back, what happened? Yoshia was also their melech, the Aseres HaShvatim. Tichsif, Matzion Allah Zashani Rav, Vayomra Elav, Anti Yair, Akever Ishel Akim, Asher Ba Yehuda, Vayikra Zadorma, Elah, Asher Zizal, Mizbeach, Beis El. So you see from here, V'chim Ativo Shel Yoshia, Al Mizbeach, Beis El. What is Yoshia doing in Beis El, which is not his area, must be Yoshia was also the king over there in Beis El, which is a, what's the word, standpoint, hotbed, I forgot the word I'm looking for. Anyway, it was really the heartland of what was really Malchus Aseres HaShvatim. So you see from there, when they came back, that Yoshia was also Molech Aleihem. Rav Nachman Amar Mehacha, you see it from this pasuk. Gam Yehuda Shas Katir Lach B'Shuvi Shvus Ami. Yehuda is talking about Yoshia, who was a Melech from Yehuda. There was a harvest appointed when he came back from the captivity of my people. Who came back? Aseres HaShvatim came back. Okay, we're up to Esther. Now we know Achuda was Nevi'ah Esther. How do we know Esther was Nevi'ah? And Esther put on Malchus. It should say Big Day Malchus mi Boile. It should say she put on clothes of royalty, not she put on royalty. What does that mean? Ella Shelivshata Ruach HaKodesh. She was enveloped. She wore, it came over her, as we say, not Malchus, but Ruach HaKodesh. Where do you see it? Batilbash. It says Ksiv Hacha Batilbash Ksiv Hasam Beruach Lavsha Es Amasai. That's in Divrei Yamim. We say it, if you say V'yitin Lacha, you say on Matzah Shabbos Ruach Lavsha Es Amasai Rosh Hashalishim Mecha David Mit Mecha Ve'in Yishai Shalom Lacha V'Shalom La'ozrecha. So, V'ruach Lavsha Es Amasai is that Amasai had Ruach HaKodesh. So you see that the word Lavash works with Ruach, with the Ruach HaKodesh. When it says Esther wore, what did she wear? She wore Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, Esther was a Nevi'ah. Weiter. Amar Rav Nachman, Lo Ya'e Yehirusa L'Nashi. It's not so good, it's not so proper when women end up going, it's sort of when they're saying Nevuah, but when they're in this place of prominence. And we're going to see what that means in a second. Tarti Nashi Yehiran. There are two Nashim that were Nevi'im, Nevi'os. Havyon V'sanyon Shemayu, and they had names of lowly creatures. Chadash Mazi Burta. One of them's name was B. B'chadash Ma Karkushta, and one of them's name was Weasel. Ziburta, and both of them, even though they had these lowly names, you would have expected them to have more anava. They didn't. And they did something. I guess the Gemara is assuming because they were in this place of prominence, they felt that they had to trump it up. Okay? Lahavdil Elif Alfei Havdolos. The way people talk about, really, that's really Lahavdil. The way people talk about it's always more scary to get stopped by a woman cop, because a woman cop has to show, you know, that she can do it. So I think that might be what the Gemara means. Lahavdil, Elifalfaftos. Because what happened? Even though their names were Devorah and Chuldah, bee and weasel, or rodent, still, they didn't act lowly. They acted with, I guess, an element of gavra or a haughtiness that was unbecoming. Karkushta, what does it say? Ziburta ksibba, vatishlach vatikra lebarak, v'ilu ihul ihi lo az legabe. It says that she called Barak to come to her. And the Gemara seems to think that she should have went to him. Legabe karkushta ksibba. And by Chulda it says, Imru le'ish. She's talking about the king, Yoshiah. And she said, tell the man the following. And it should have said, V'lo amra imru le'melech. Okay. Amar Nachman, Chulda mibnei marav shel Yoshua Isa. Chulda was from the descendants of Yoshua. Ksiv hacha ben Chirchas. Ksiv hasam betibnas cheres. Must be this connection. By Yoshua, it says something about Cheras. And it says over here, in when it's talking about Chulda ben Chirchas, so there's obviously some connection between them, and the connection is that Chulda was from his descendants. Esve Rav Eina Saba l'Rav Nachman. Rav Eina, the Saba, the older one, asked Rav Nachman, Shmona Nevi'im, hey, Ve'im Kohanim, Yatsu Mirachav Azona. There were 8 Nevi'im, and they were also Kohanim, and they were all descendants from Rachav, and I'm using the translation that it says here, which is based on the Targum, from Rachav the innkeeper. The Elohein, Neriah, Baruch, his father, Seriah, Machsiah, his father, Yirmiah, Chilkiah, Chanamel and Shalom. Okay, I think they're all fathers and sons. We're going to get to it in a second. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av Chulda Nevi'a, Mibnei Bonei Asher Rachav Azon Aisa. Ksiv Hacha Ben Tikva, Ksiv Hasem Es Tikva Zchut Hashani. In Divrei Yamim, it's talking about her, it says Tikva. And it says in the story of when they went to the wall and went to Yericho, it says Tikva Zchut Hashani. So there's a connection. What's the connection? The connection is they were related. Amalei Eina Saba. I don't understand. The Amri La. Oh, so the Gemara. The problem was like this. In one place it says that these people were the descendants of Yoshua. And in one place it says that they were the descendants of Rachav. So, Rav Eina Saba doesn't understand. Were they descendants of Rachav or were they descendants of Yoshua? So he answers him. Rav Nachman answers. Amalei Eina Saba. Either he answered him his name, or he answered him, you blackened teapot. And the blackened teapot is a reference to a machlokes that Eina Sava had with one of the daughters of an emperor, and basically they were talking about beauty, and Eina Sava apparently was not so handsome. As an understatement. So eventually the maskana was that the uglier a person is, and it makes sense a little bit, if you're not into yourself, you're not vain, you have more time to spend on your intellectual pursuits. And not just more time, it's a mindset. You don't care about your body, you don't care about what you look like. So it's not that he was insulting him, fakir. He was telling him, you black vessel that are not ro'i for anything except chachma. Like that machlokas that you had with this girl that called him an ugly vessel, meaning ro'i l'chachma. Obviously, from what I said, that she's from Rachav, and what you said, that they're from Yoshua, we could explain the whole thing. The Gaira, Rachav Azona was Mizgai Yeres, Vinatzva Yoshua, and Yoshua married her. Umei Habalei Lazara Yoshua, But did Yehoshua have any children? It says in Divrei Hayamim also, Nun, Beno, Yehoshua, Beno, period. That was it. Yehoshua ben Nun. And then it stops counting anyone else from that lineage. It says, and then Nun, and Nun had Yehoshua, period. So obviously, it seems like Yehoshua didn't have anybody. So the Gemara answers, Bani, lo havale, bun son havale. He didn't have any sons, and that's why they're not counted there. But he did have daughters, and their children from them were all these Nevi'im and Kohanim. Okay, the Gemara says, Bishlama in who? We know how these people, Yirmiyahu, Chanam El, Baruch, and Siraya, we know that they were all Nevi'im, because it says in the Pasuk they were all Nevi'im, but Inu Mefarshi, it says explicitly, Ela Avazayu, but their fathers, Yirmiyah ben Chilkiah, Chanam El ben Shalom, Baruch ben Neria, Siraya ben Machsia, Ela Avasayu Minalon. How do you know their fathers were also Nevi'im? Because you just said that there were 8 Nevi'im. There were 4 children and 4 fathers. Who said? Kidu'ula. Amar'ula. Minalon. Kidu'ula. Amar'ula. Kamakam shashma v'shem aviv v'nevi'os. V'yadu'a shuhu navi ben navi. Whenever it says a son and his father's name, like we had before, anyone remember? Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amotz. Amotz ve'amatziah achim havu. And that's why we said that King Amatziah, his brother was Amotz, his nephew was Yeshaya. Yeshaya clearly was a Navi. But since it says Yeshayahu ben Amotz, his father is also clearly a Navi because of Ula. Ula says, whenever it says, Come on, Kabashashma, Vishayma, Vibnevios, Biadua, Shahu, Navi, Ben Navi, Shmo, Velo, Shema, Viv, if it only says his name and not a father's name, Biadua, Shahu, Navi, Velo, Ben Navi, his father was not a Navi, Shmo, Vishaymiro, if it says where he's from, Mifurash, Biadua, Shahu, Me, Osa, Ir, and every. Then you know that he's from that city. That he was born in that city. Doesn't mean that he necessarily lives there today. Shemo, I think this is really just for the end of it. Shemo v'lo shemiro, if it doesn't say where Navi was from, then b'yadu ha-shehum Yerushalayim. Ki mitzion teitzei sora, u'divar Hashem Yerushalayim. We're so used to, right? The beginning of that pasuk, but we don't realize the divar Hashem Yerushalayim. Most of the Nevi'im were from Yerushalayim. This Mekor HaRuchni, that the Shef HaRuchni has came out from there. Okay. Masnita Tana. Kol Shabbais of Masav of Sumin. Uparat L'cha HaKasu B'echa Ben L'Shvach. Whenever it doesn't say very much, but it does say a little bit about one, either about a son, and it also mentions his father, you know, then Kigon, Dvar Hashem Asharaya El Tzafanya Ben Kushi Ben Gedalia. Then you know, Biyadu Hashu Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Okay, so that was about Tzafanya. Tzafanya was a Navi, who was one of the Treyasar, right? Okay. Then you know, Tzafanya Ben Kushi, and it talks about his Nevias. You know that his father was a Tzadik, his father was a Tzadik as well. Before we said his father was a Navi. But now, but you also know, but really also this is for the end. Now listen to this. If it mentions one of them for bad, the son or the father, but it says both, kigon, and funnily enough, we don't know who this was at first glance. Although in today's generation, if you just said Yigal Amir, you would know that he's a modern-day assassin, and apparently that's who this was. Yishmael ben Nisanya ben Elishama was the assassin of Gedalia ben Achikam, or the reason why we fast some Gedalia today. So, you know, unfortunately, that Yishmael was a Rasha, Nesanya, his father, was a Rasha, and his grandfather, Elishama, was a Rasha, because they're all mentioned Lignai. The Adua Shehu Rasha ben Rasha. Amar Rav Nachman. Malachi ze Mordechai. His real name was Mordechai, and what it says Malachi, also one of the Treyasar. Lama Nikrishma Malachi, Shehu Mishta Lemelech, because he was second to the king. So it says that he was as important as a Malach. I don't understand why I can't just say that it was like a Malach as a messenger and close to high, someone high up. So too Mordechai was, but that's not what it says. Meisve, how could it be that that Mordechai was Malachi? Listen to the next memra. It says Baruch ben Neria 1, Sariah ben Masiah 2, Daniel and Mordechai Bilshan and Chagai and Zechariah and Malachi, all of them kulan nisnabu b'shnashtayim l'gayavesh. Now, if we're talking about the same person, you can't mention them twice when you're listing the people that were misnave at a certain time period. And that's what it does. If Malachi was Mordechai, it says Malachi and Mordechai in the same list of people that were misnave when in Daryavish's second year. So now the Gemara answers to Yuvta. You're right. It cannot be that Mordechai was Malachi. Tanya, I'm Reb Shub ben Karcha. So who was Malachi? I don't know why Malachi couldn't have just been Malachi.
Yeah.
But apparently not. Okay, or maybe we'll get to that. So Reb Shub ben Karcha says Malachi is the Ezra. And Chachamim Omrim Malachi Shmo. No, the Chachamim say, no, actually, Malachi was just Malachi. Amar Rav Nachman. Mistavra command Amar Malachi is Ezra. It actually makes more sense that Malachi was someone else. And it was Ezra. Why? Dechsib Nevi is Malachi. Bogda Yehuda, v'toev in Eslab Yisrael, u'birushalayim, ki chilal Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ahev, uva'al bas kel nechar. Or bas el nechar. So this is a pasuk that's going on about how they specifically in marriage they were traitors to their faith in that they married Gentile women. Umar afresh nashim nachrios, and who was the one that made it his mission to have the Bnei Yisrael get rid of their Gentile wives? Ezra. Dichsiv ayan shchina ben yichiel b'bnei elam v'yom Ezra nachnum ma'alnu be'eloheinu v'noshav nashim nachrios. So this was an exchange between Ezra and a representative of the people that they did wrong in having Gentile wives, and eventually Ezra works with them to get rid of them. So the Gemara says it makes sense that Ezra, who it was so important to him to get rid of the Nashim Mechriyos, is the one that Malachi is talking about it when it says a whole pasuk about it. Tana Rabbanan. Arba Nashim Yefefios Hayu Ba'olam. There are four beautiful women in the world: Sarah, Abigail, Rachav, and Esther. Sarah, Abigail, Rachav, and Esther. L'mandama Esther Yakrokus Saisa, according to the mandama that Esther was beautiful, but she had a shallow complexion, either because of all the tzaros that she had, or because she had to be married to Achashverosh, or whatever the reason was. Mapik Esther and Mile Vashti. Take out Esther and put in Vashti. Vashti was up there. Okay. Now, we have to do the first Tosfos all the way at the top of the page. It's one of my favorite Tosfoses. I don't know every Tosfos in Gemara, but this has got to be one of my favorite Tosfoses. Kasha, Amayla Chashav Chava. How can you not count Chava? It says that Sarah was like a monkey to a human if you put Sarah next to Chava. In other words, monkeys look like humans, right? But they have the same feature, but they're ugly, right? If you put Sarah next to Chava, that was the vast difference of how beautiful Chava was compared to what Sarah looked like. So how could there be any list of Nashim and Fefiels without including Chava. So, tells us the answer is classic. He says, really? The Rabbeinu Shalom himself made Chava. Obviously, she was beautiful. You know, it's not like we don't need a list to include Chava. The Rabbeinu Shalom formed her himself with just counting people that were born from other people. It's not Chiddush that the Rabbeinu Shalom created. I love it. It goes. They say about Rav Shamshon from Hirsch, I don't know if it's true, that it's brought down in Rabbi Wein's book. That Rav Shamshon von Hirsch or Rav Schwab, that in later years he wanted to go see the Alps. So his family was elderly and not as well. So his family tried to convince him out of it. So he says, you don't understand. Soon I'm going to come upstairs, and the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to come over to me and say, Shamshon, did you see my Alps? Your Rabbeinu Shalom made it himself. Of course she was beautiful. Okay.
The Rabbi Avadia Yosef brings down one of the Haterim leader of Israel, Lirot Pilhei Tevel.
Wow.
One of the
Haterim
leader of Israel.
Okay. Okay. So, Tanur Rabbanan. Rachav, Bishma Zinsa. Rachav, if you say her name, you would become overcome with lust and desire and not be able to control yourself. Ya'el, a little, was not as pretty, because then if you just heard her voice, you would be overcome. Avigail bizchirasa. Avigail, if you think about her. Micha b'ashal b'riyasa. Micha b'ashal, if you see her. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kalamar rachav rachav, miyad nikri. Someone says rachav rachav, they immediately lose themselves, the desires, their bodily function, and become a balkari. I'm like, Nachman, really? No, I mean, Rachav, nothing happens. I love that. He's giving shir and going, really? I'm not feeling anything. Okay. Yeah. So he says, no. Lechmasli, nothing happens to me. I'm like, Kikamina biyodo makira. If you know her and if you had relations with her, clearly the point was not that you should become a Balkari, but the point was to understand the vast beauty. I don't know why we needed to understand the vast beauty of these people, but right.
A whole chapter in Mahalacha Bilbad.
Here we go.
About the importance of beauty in Halacha and Torah Shkakul. Tons of my Mahalacha.
Where is it?
In your safer. Beauty and appearance.
I'm sorry, where?
80 shekels free delivery.
Yeah, available here at the end of this year. Or online.
Beauty and appearance.
Beauty and appearance.
We just talked about being a black kettle, don't you?
Okay, so I think the answer is, I didn't see the whole thing, but I would hope that when Rabbi Yankin mentions it, he talks about how inner beauty is just the thing for external beauty, and external beauty shows on the internal beauty, and that if the Rabbeinu Shalom created a person with those yicholas, that ability, then there's obviously something else going on. Hey, actually, we mentioned yesterday how Sarah was so beautiful that one of her names was Yiska, and Shakol Sachin Biofia. Okay. Umordechai Yadas Koshan Nasa. We get back to the Megillah. What did he know? My Amar. Okay. So this actually, the Pasuk says, Mordechai knew everything that was going on. I think the next words are, Vayitzak Tzaka Gedola Umara. And he screamed out, My Amar, what did he scream out? Rav Amar, Gava Haman Achashverosh. He screamed out that Haman became bigger than Achashverosh. A bigger Russia, a bigger danger. Shmuel Amar, Gava Malka Ilah, Mimalka Tata'a. He said, and this is the opposite of what he really meant, the higher king, Hashem, is now taken over. No, the lower king, the higher king is greater than the lower king. Meaning, the lower king is greater than the higher king. Or, can the gzera of the lower king, Achashverosh, really go against the will of the higher king. It's an expression of grief that damam shel Yisrael hefker, that now this gezerah is going to be motzi lepoal, and as if the Jews are going to be destroyed. Ribono shel Olam, is there nothing you can do? Has the power of the lower king overcome your power, and we're doomed? This is what the tzaaka gedola of Mordechai. Vatischalchal hamalka. What does it mean? Vatischalchal. She lost control of something. Amarav shepir sanida. Rabbi Yirmiya amar shehutzrcha lenekavel. Okay, so this is actually both of them are very real medical phenomena. Please help me out here, the medical people. But I don't. One of them I don't need you for. Actually, both we don't need you for. But a person, when they are very affected, they can literally lose control of their bodily functions. Even when a person gets very embarrassed, very nervous, very scared, a person literally loses control of their bodily function. They cannot control their bladder, for instance. And it's also well documented that when women, specifically before they get married, if they're very, very nervous, they actually can bring on menstruation when it's not during their period, with time of their cycle. Dam chimod, or also just nervousness, stress, which has a very real medical effect on the cycle. So either way, whatever it is, the point of the Gemara is something else. And let's not lose sight of it. The Gemara wanted us to understand Esther's tremendous, tremendous kesher to Bnei Yisrael. And putting herself, she's safe in the palace. Okay, something happened. We'll go take care of it. Esther is so in touch with who the Bnei Yisrael are, and there's such an element of imcha nochi b'tzara that she can't control herself when she hears of a tragedy that's about to befall the people. That is a level of echpatiyut that we find by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, right, grows up in the palace, and he's the one, as soon as he can, he goes out and he echpatlo from the Bnei Yisrael, that he's willing to risk everything and don't touch another Jew. A Mitzri is going to kill him if a Mitzri is touching another Jew. And Moshe was a prince, he was about this. But Moshe ends up being the one that is able to bring about the Yeshua because of his echpatiyot, because of who he was. Exactly, Esther. The Geula is able to come through Esther only because of a tischalchal hamalka. That's really, I think, what the Gemara is trying to say. Vatikra Esther lahasach. So she calls in Hasach, who is that? Daniel? Amarav, Hasach is that Daniel. Lo nikra shem Hasach. Why is he called Hasach? Shechatchu migdula. So he was cut down from his gedula. In the times of Belshazzar, he was very important, and now he wasn't as important. Shmuel Amar shekol divrei malchus nechtachan al piv. The opposite. He was still just as important. Nothing was cut, nothing was decided without him being involved. So it's a machlokas, actually, was Daniel Yoed Migdulos or not. Ladas malzevi amazeh. That's what it says in the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Shochalo. Esther sees or heard a horrible, terrible cry, and she's concerned. Shema Amar Yisrael Chamishichum Torah. Go ask Mordechai. What happened? Were they over on all Chamisha Chumshei Torah? Is there no hope? Tichsev Bahen Mizeh Umizeh to them, that it says by the Luchos that they were written through and through, and according to this, the Gemara assumes that not only were the Luchos written on the Luchos, but also Chamisha Chumshei Torah written through the Luchos. Vayagidu L'Mordechai Estivrei Esther, and the answer, it doesn't say Vayaged Hasach El Esther or El Mordechai. They told Mordechai what Esther said. What did Esther say? What did Esther say initially? Hello? What did Esther say initially?
When?
Mordechai said, go to the king. Esther said, I can't go. So they watched, so they wanted to go back and tell Mordechai. She said no. Daniel says, I'm out of here. Mikan. And it doesn't say that he said it by Yagidu. It was told to Mordechai that Esther said no. But Daniel didn't go back to tell Mordechai. Mikan Shane Mishivin Al Kalkala. You see here, you don't have to be the bearer of bad news. I don't understand. Who? Someone's got to be the bearer of bad news. Okay, but the deal is like, I got to get home. Okay. So, now it says, okay, so then there's the back and forth. And finally Esther says, fine. Lech Knosses Kol HaYehudim. Go get everyone together and make a Tanis. Lech Knosses Kol HaYehudim. Ad Asher Lo Kados. Okay, all these psukim. Amar Rababa, Shalom Kados. Haya. Shabachol Yom Bayom Ad Achshav Ba'ones. Ba'achshav Beratzon. So we mentioned before how Esther was either literally or figuratively still living with Mordechai and being intimate with him. So I don't know that it means that she had to be, but it could mean that she could have been. Because also we discussed how it wouldn't be right, and someone mentioned how silly it would be for Mordechai to take such a risk.
The Tosos is elusive, that we dealt with the other day.
Really?
Like a shame. But the risk.
The risk?
Being known that Esther's going to be a man.
Yeah, but that's the risk to be Megarisha, but not to continue living with her. Oh, I'm not going to be Megarisha, I'll just live with her.
No, no, they were living together.
He says he wasn't Megarisha because a get, built into a get is something called a kol. You need a kol in order for a get to work. One of the things that ate him. So he was afraid to be Megarisha, but there would be a kol that everyone would find out. Okay, so it says here, that Esther, and Rashi is Meduyak, that it doesn't mean that Esther was going to go and throw herself to Ahasuerus for intimate relations at this point. But once she goes to him willingly about anything, the next time they have intimate relations, it would be considered that she is willing to be in this relationship. And therefore, until now I was an ones and I was muteras. But now I'm going to be considered that I'm going to him willingly. And now I'm going to be lost to you. Okay, question?
Yeah, a million questions here. What are you looking for?
One that bothered me tremendously was, really? She's giving up everything to go to him to save the people because... I don't know what other word you could use, you know, the whole nation's gonna be killed. And that's not called Ba'ones? Like, I don't understand how that's not called Ba'ones. So that, I don't know. I guess, I mean.
She was honest with herself. She likes living
the
good life as a queen.
Why Baratzon? I don't know. We're not buying that. Okay. But whatever it is, from then on, she was not going to be able to... Whether or not it has to do with Mordechai, I don't think so. It doesn't have to be, but she was saying there's some element of something that she's giving up on.
Could somebody else have gone to the king if she hadn't?
Nah, she was there, ready in the place. You know, that was what it was for. But yeah, Avor Mordechai. Amarav, Sheh'evir Yom Rishon Ashal Pesach B'tainis. That he actually did it. I don't know what this is. That everyone did it. That Mordechai did as she said, and they did the tainus, and the tainus were the first 3 days of Pesach. I think it's just to show how tremendous it was that everyone listened to her, and that she was able to be Oker, the Seder, basically, and the all the Dine Yomtif. For Hara Asha. Okay. Shmuel Amar de Avad Arkuma de Maya. Either the great lengths that Mordechai went to save the nation, either that there was a tainus, or that he passed through on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, over he was allowed to, obviously, to save the people, he crossed over in the river that split Shushan. It was a river through Shushan, and he was able to travel across it for these purposes.
Very interesting point of interest for everyone when you're reading the Megillah. When you hear the Megillah, whenever you see Shushan, it means the city across the river. Whenever you hear see Shushan Habira, it means the palace. Bal Gadol, the Megillah. It's Bal Gadol.
Well, like Buddha and Pest.
That was just Budapest.
Yeah, okay.
Whenever the Megillah is in Shushan Bira, it means the place of the palace. Maybe the Megillah is in Shushan alone.
City around the palace.
Okay. I meant literally like Buddha and Pest. There is
two cities, one river.
And there's a river between them. Today it's Budapest, but that's what it is. Okay. Where are we? Oh, we mentioned this before. She put on, she got dressed, not Big Day Malchus, it doesn't say that. But Malchus, and that's a euphemism for Ruach HaKodesh. So you see that Ruach is related to Lavsha, to Lavash, Latil Bash Esther, Malchus, Lavshata, Ruach HaKodesh. I'm going to observe him, Chanina. La'olam al-tahi bir chased yod kala b'enecha. Don't do away, don't discount a bir chased yod. Sha'arei shnei gdoli adar bir chum shtei at yodos, niskaima mehen. Be'elahin, David v'Daniel. David did barche Arvana. Arvana gave David a bracha. What was the bracha? T'chsib b'yom ha'ravna. He said to him, oh man, Vateyotzar, Hashem should listen to you, Hashem Yirtzecha. And there was a Magefa happening, and it says right after that, Vateyotzar HaMagefa, ostensibly because of what David davened. So Aravna, who even though he was a king himself, but he was a Hedyot, Lagabe being a God Adar, so to speak, and you see that it was Mekuyam, it was fulfilled. That's one. And also, Daniel, Debarche Daryabesh, Dechsiv, Elakach de Ant Palachle, Betadira, who is Jezbinach.
Where is Tzvi?
BS wanted to know what Shezava means. In you were here? Chaval. Okay, so here it is. This is what Shezava means. It says, the Daryavish gave Daniel a bracha that the God that you always daven to, he should save you. Hu Yishez Banach. Okay. I love it because it sounds like a curse word, and it's a great word. Shizva. I'm Rabbi Lazar, I'm Rabbi Chanina. Al tehi kila said yod kala b'necha. Sharei Avimelech kila l'sara. Hinei ulach ksus inayim. Avimelech was upset that he was, the wool was pulled over his eyes, and he didn't know that who she was, really. Obviously a married woman. So he said to her, the wool should be covered up. Pulled over your children's eyes. And the Gemara learns from here that it was Mekuyam in Yitzchak who was blind. Adam shofes kedera v'achakach nosim sochamayim. A man needs to fashion a vessel and then he can fill it with water. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Aval Hakadosh Baruch Hu nosim mayim v'achakach shofes kedera. So this is not simply a play on words. It's important to understand the infinite and how the Rebbeinu Shalom lives in every space and time and dimension. And since the Ribbono Shel'Olam is vast and transcends everything, there is no need for before and after, and there's nothing that the Ribbono Shel'Olam needs to hold his creations. So therefore, he can create water and then create the clouds that hold it. L'kayim ha'shnamar l'kol tito hamon mayim b'shamayim. That Hashem first put a tremendous amount of water in the sky, and then he created clouds to hold them. I'm Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Charina, Kol Amar Dava M'Shem Omro, Mevi Geula Li'olam. Shnei Mara, Toma Esther L'Melech M'Shem Mordechai. Amar Lazar, you see that she said it in Mordechai's name, and it was recorded in Mordechai's name, and therefore, Balai Lahush Nadash Nasa Melech, and it was recorded that Mordechai was never rewarded, and then everything was put into motion. On a different level, it's what the Gemara is trying to say is if you have your ego, if you lose your ego and you take yourself out of it, then you're setting up for the next person to take the credit. That's really what Geula is all about. Allowing things to happen and not it being all about you. Because when it's all about you, you're stopping things and things can never get past you because it's all about you. But now, if you're always willing to let a different person take the credit, eventually you're willing to be a part of something as opposed to be the be-all and end-all. Come on, a few more lines, Ari. Amar Blazer, Rabbi Chanina, Tzadik, Avad Ledoro Avad. If a Tzadik dies, he's lost to his generation, but he's not lost. In other words, he obviously lives on eternal, and inspiration and teachings can all live on. Mashal Adam Sha'adul Magolas Kamakam Shay Magolas Shma Lo Avda Elabila. A diamond is a diamond, a pearl is a pearl, wherever it is. You don't have the use of it right now. But the tzaddik, what he gave over to this world, exists. Is that generation will lose having him physically around. Okay, now I guess we'll have to stop. Really shouldn't stop. Okay, we'll stop here. We're up to Haman, Tesvav, all the way on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Kol Zeh Einenu Shozeh Li. It's not worth it if I can't get what I want. Okay, thanks for coming.